looking for and answer any questions you have about the program as well. Thank you, Doug. Here's Charlie with us now.
Okay. Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Doug?
Yes.
Hey, Doug, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, pretty good.
Awesome. Happy Wednesday. You know, they say hump day. We're almost there.
Yeah, Wednesday already.
Yeah, the week is just flying by, especially like the year. I can't even believe we're in May already. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's going to be
a fast spring and even faster summer, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I know you were talking to my mapping coordinator, John. Did you have any questions on how the service works for you or anything like that?
No, I already know how it works.
Okay, so anybody that searches, you know, any type of appliance services that you provide, whether that's an install or a fix, your company would populate right then and there on that search, and they would just be able to click to contact you directly.
This is all deja vu. I've had this call, same call, like 30 times.
Oh, okay. Any particular reason why you didn't go with the first company that reached out to you? Or are you with somebody at this time?
I did, and then, just because one place, I go with one place and others still call. It didn't stop other people from calling.
Interesting. Were you on the first page placements when people were calling you?
You know what? I did, and then they would call me and say I'm not. And so it was getting pretty frustrating.
Yeah, that is frustrating, because why would they call you for first page if you're on the first page? As of right now, are you utilizing anybody for this type of service, or are you just kind of on your own at this point?
Yeah, I'm on my own at this point.
Okay. Now, I can only just tell you how we work. We do what's called a paired service, though. So not only do we help you with the first page placements of Google, but we also do help you with the retargeting campaign through Facebook. So a lot of companies, they do a phenomenal job in getting other companies on that first page. We want to make sure that we follow your customer base, so they're always seeing Weekend Appliance, not only just on Google, but they can see you on Facebook and they can click you and call you directly from either or. Right. Do you have something that's set up for your Facebook page for your company or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. So we do help you with that. You would work hand in hand with our tech team here. They will help you create that business page, so that way we can target people. It's not necessarily people that know you or follow you, but it is targeting people that are interested in searching for the services on Google already in the area that you're looking to target. I know you only go out like around 10 miles, correct?
Right. And targeted searches are the best ones anyways, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I
yeah, exactly. And I mean, I know John told me that you have a domain that you're paying for, but do you have a website associated with that domain?
Yeah.
Okay. It just hasn't been displayed yet, because I don't see it on either your Yelp or your Google.
What about when you search weekendappliancepro.com?
Weekendappliancepro.com. Let me check that.
Or even weekendappliance.com.
Mm-hmm. Let me do that right now. No, so that one's down. It takes me straight to GoDaddy for that. Let me do weekendappliancepro.com. Let me see if that does it. Let me see here.
I got them both, so if it takes you straight to GoDaddy, then that's I need to pay for it.
Okay, so it looks like then the website is, who'd you do the website through, GoDaddy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it looks like the domain is down. So you would have to pay for it. It's up to you. We're a full service company here. We're a Google Premier Channel partner. So there's only 40 of us in the country who are Premier Channel partners with Google. We do websites as well. We can help you build out a website. We can help you get that domain name back if you want, or you can just repurchase it. It's up to you how you want to do it. It's the website is included in helping you because we want to make sure that at the end of the day, your company is being presented to your customers where it all looks professional, right? And they can just click to call you directly from either your website, your Facebook profile, your Google. We also do make sure that everything is compatible with a Yelp, a Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. That way, if they do search off of Google, you would be able to populate at that time of search, and they can just click to call you directly from there as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me get into some prices for you because I do want to help you out. You do have here what's called a new in-business credit for your company. Now, I know you kind of took a little time off last year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he said you were in an accident last year, but you're kind of back up to normal now and getting back into the swing of things, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, one, I'm glad you're okay. Accidents do happen, and, you know, I'm glad you're back up on your feet. So what we did here is we applied a new in-business credit for you. It's a reduced rate from our monthly rate that we have for more established companies. So if you were to go to our website, which is localsplash.com, and purchase something like this, this would cost you $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. Now, with the new in-business credit, we're able to give you a reduced rate all the way down to just $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So you're getting over a 50% credit there. That way, this is more affordable for you. You can get up and running and not have to break that bank as well, too. Okay? So out the door, you're looking at $348 with only $249 month to month after that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, with us being a premier channel partner, Doug, we can only work with one company per industry per area. That's Google's guidelines for us to keep that partnership. So what that means for you is we're not going to be out there getting all the appliance companies in your area and start competing against each other. We can't do that. Okay. One, that's unethical, and two, that's a conflict of interest. So what that means is you'll never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because, as you know, they're just clicking the number and contacting you directly, all right? Now, with this being an exclusive listing that we're looking to fill today, and once we do fill it, we close that category out, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of that. That way we can get you up on that first page placements again, build your Facebook out so that way we can retarget your customers, and then also to help you get that website up and running, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I just want to make sure I have everything correct for the weekend appliance. Are you still operating out of the 35927, is it Bonadelli Avenue? Is that how you say
no.
it?
No. Yeah, that's right. But that's not the address any longer.
Okay. What was the address that you verified the Google Business profile with?
That same one.
Okay. Did you have a change of address?
No.
Okay. So are you still operating there then?
No.
Okay. So what's the new address?
Well, I don't really have a new address yet.
I'm confused. I'm sorry.
okay, I'll just put it to you bluntly, I guess. I'm going through divorce, so I don't have that address any longer.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So this is what I can do. We'll keep that address here, okay? When you do have that change of address, let us know, and we'll be able to make those changes so that way you can be programmed for the right spot. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing we want is for, like, a Google Business profile to be suspended for, you know, if they send something out to you or they want to verify your address and you're not there anymore. which they do that. That's why we will help you with that. But just let us know when you're done, you know, with finding a place, and then we could always make those changes so there's never any problems with the Google Business Profile itself. Because I have had customers who have had the same situation as yours where they move addresses and then Google finds out they're not there and they like temporarily suspend their account until they can get that up and running. We just want to make sure that once you do have the new address, let us know and then we can make those changes so that doesn't happen to you as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Doug, is that your first name or is your first name Douglas?
My first name would be Steven.
Steven. Where does Doug come from?
My middle name.
Oh, okay. Everybody just calls you Doug. And Steven is S-T-E-V-E-N?
With a P-H.
P-H, okay. So it's... Okay, and then what's your last name, Doug?
Cheslick. C-H-E-S-L-I-K.
C-H-E-S-L-I-K?
Yes, that's right.
C-H-E-S-L-I-K. Okay. And then what's a good email for you, Doug?
WeekendAppliancePro@gmail.com.
Okay, Weekend Appliance Pro. Okay. Okay. This is where I'm going to send like everything over to you where WeekendAppliancePro@gmail, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me see. I have something misspelled here. Oh, there it is. Found it. Okay, there we go. This is where I'll send everything over to you where you'll have like the invoice for your tax write-off. You'll also get a couple of emails from us from some welcome emails. When we do submit like any type of changes or anything like that, we will always send you either a text message or an email so that way you're always on board with what we're doing. Also, too, we set up what's called a custom tracking system for you, so you'll be able to see how well your Google Business Profile is being listed, location of searches, how much traffic is coming through there, as well as the Facebook page. And that'll always be at the forefront where you'll be able to check in and see everything that we're doing for you. So there's never any miscommunication at that point, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the services that you provide, I mean, I know that you do a wide variety of them for the appliances, but are you doing, like, installs as well, or are you just doing repairs?
I'm not doing installs, just repairs.
Okay, just repairs. Okay, and that just, it doesn't matter the appliance, right? So is that just, like... Like, you're not saying, like, hey, I just want to do Whirlpools or anything, like Sony's or anything like that. It doesn't matter. If they have a fridge, you're able to do it, freezers, dryers, ice makers, all that kind of stuff?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure. I know I've had a client before that was like, I only service Whirlpools. And I was like, okay. So I just want to make sure that I'm getting you in front of the customers that are really looking for your service there, okay?
All right.
Okay. And then, so you go by Doug, so I'm going to make sure my team calls you that. They're going to reach out to you, Doug. They're going to go what's called an onboarding call. Once you have that onboarding call, that's when we're going to be able to start programming you. They do want to verify and make sure everything is correct. I can get them to call you later on today for that onboarding call if you're available. If not, I can have them do the onboarding call tomorrow. Today, I do have 2 p.m. available for you. Is that something that is in your schedule, or would you rather me just have them call you tomorrow? What's better for you?
Tomorrow would be better.
Okay, tomorrow would be better. And what time tomorrow? So we're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So the last meeting would be at 3 to 4. And then 12 to 1 is lunch for my tech team. So what is better for you, afternoon, morning?
Probably the morning time.
Okay. Are you an early bird, or, like, does 11 sound okay for you?
Yeah, 11's fine.
Okay, 11 a.m. Okay. Perfect. And then, did you want us to help you build out a website?
No, I already have one functioning. I just need to pay for it.
You just need to pay. Okay, okay. If you need any help with that, like if you have the domain but you want us to build you a website, you can absolutely let us know. That comes standard within the package, so you could always reach back out to me and say, like, hey, Charlie, I'd like to get that website started if you want, and we could always help you out with that as well, okay? That comes in with the new in business credit. So if you have that domain and you need help with the website, we can facilitate that for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, Doug, how do you want to secure the listing here with us? Are you going to use a business credit card for a weekend appliance? Are you going to use a debit card?
Good question. It would probably be... the business debit card.
Okay. And then the business debit card that reads, does it have your name on it? Does it have the weekend appliance name on it, or does it have both?
It has both.
Okay. And I know your middle name is Doug. Do you have your middle initial on there, or no?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I know my middle initial's on mine. That's why I always ask.
I can't check right at the moment. Driving on the freeway.
Okay. Are you almost to your destination there, or do you have a while to go?
I'm about 7 minutes away.
Okay. So let's do this. Before we go any further with that, how about I just start setting everything else up? I will walk you through what's called a voice verification. I do set up an added protection. There's two. There's voice verification and there's a security question. One is to protect you from anybody else. So we don't sell or share any of your information here. That's why we do have that security question for you. When we always contact you, we will ask you that because we do want to make sure that you're always talking to us and we're only talking to you about this. It's very important, right?
Right.
The voice verification, that's going to be an added protection for you. That's going to have the pricing structure in there for the $249 month to month. That way, that never fluctuates on you. We don't charge you per lead, per job, per call. We don't take a percentage from your customers when you close them. We don't get in between those things. If our prices ever do jump up or when you become an established business as well, you're always grandfathered in at that $249 price, and that's right there on that recording for you as well. That recording will be sent to you in your email, okay? So you will have that for your records, okay? Now, you voiced a concern to me earlier, and I want to address it, and I want to just ask you how you feel about this. Now, it does not cost you anything extra. We can set up is what's called a tracking phone number for you. Now, it wouldn't just be your regular phone number. It would be a Google Business phone number there. What it does is it tracks the calls coming in and where they're coming in from. So if you're getting on the when you're getting on the first page of Google like you were last time, but you still had people contacting you, we could actually block those numbers for you. So that way the only people that are contacting you are your customers. Now that is up to you. You can just have your regular phone number on there, but then you would have to do that yourself in blocking those numbers where we could just do it for you. do you want to have a tracking number on there, or do you just want to have your regular phone number on there?
I think the tracking makes sense.
Okay, I'll put the tracking in there for you. And then that'll show up on your dashboard as well. So you'll be able to track, like, customers contacting you, and then you'll be able to listen what kind of customers are contacting you as well. So we'll be able to see what areas they're contacting you. So if they're, you know, on the other side or right in your neighborhood with only a 3-mile radius, we'll be able to really hone in on that area also. For your security question itself, I do have 3 questions for you. I have your mother's name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your security question?
What are my options again?
So you have your mother's maiden name, you have the city you were born in, or you have your first pet's name.
Let's go with city I was born in.
City you were born in. Modesto. And it was what?
Modesto.
Modesto?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make sure. All right. They don't let me see it, so I have to make sure I spell it correctly for you as well. Okay. Now, I do say that jokingly. You know, don't forget your security question answer. I have seen it happen before where they have forgotten it. I know that's the city you were born in, so, you know, you're not going to forget it, but I'm just saying, make sure whenever we contact you, you do let them know that answer. If by any chance somebody does contact you and they're saying, like, hey, we're a local splash and they're trying to get, you know, more money out of you or anything like that, Doug, you can always ask them, hey, what's my security question? And if they don't ask you that or they don't have it, that's not us. Please hang up the phone, and then I'll give you a customer service number that you can call in directly, and then we can open up an investigation for that for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're always trying to protect our customers. We actually, for our customers, I think we blocked over 3,000, some crazy numbers for just robocalls for blocking numbers, just so that way we can get actual people. It's insane. I know they call with other numbers too, but we're always on it for you guys as well, okay? Now, let me see here. I'm going to walk you through the voice verification while you're driving. I'm just going to ask you some questions. This will only take probably like 2-3 minutes. If you have any questions on here, you could ask me and I can clarify it for you, but this is just going to be the outline for the service agreement for us. And then this, like I said, is going to have the pricing structure that's going to be sent to you in writing as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Weekend Appliance.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Douglas Deslick, the owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Awesome. I'm going to use your first name for this, Doug, but I'm just going to just so that way I can address you properly here as well. So, Stephen, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from local splash and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, Modesto, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know you're driving, but I have a customer service number here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to email that to you so that way you have that number. That's the number my tech team is going to contact you tomorrow with, okay? It's going to be an 877-635-6225 number, okay? And I'm going to email that to you, all right?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Why not?
Yeah. We just don't – so the security question and this question are kind of the same. We don't want you to be paying for two things at once. Why? Because, one, it's a conflict of interest for you, and then, two – there's no reason for having two companies pay for the same thing for yourself to get you on that first page. It's only going to hurt you in the long run. So we want to make sure that all of we're all on the same page here. If you want to do like a promotion or something like that, please let us know. We can run that out for you. But everything that we're covering here, you're not going to need anybody else to do anything because we already have that handled, okay? And that's why we have that security question too, so you're always talking to us and you're, you know, we're always talking to you at that point. That makes sense, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we have you on the new in business credit, so we got that reduced rate for you, will be charged today, which is May 8th, in the non-refundable amount of this $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of just $249. Now, this is a recurring payment. Now, Stephen, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support team at 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have everything set up for you. You are going to receive once we – are you stopped or are you still driving?
I'm still driving.
Okay. I have going to send you right now for 11 a.m., we said, correct, for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, local splash. I'm going to send you an email really quickly. This is going to be the Google Calendar. This is going to be our Google Calendar. Once you're stopped, if you can just, like, accept it, it's going to just come from charliemolenkamp@localsplash.com, but it's going to be Google Calendar. Just hit yes. You're going to be CC'd on it. My tech team is going to be CC'd on it, so that way they just know, like, hey, you know, we're going to have a meeting over here with Doug at 11 a.m. Okay. Okay.
And it'll be on my email, you said?
Yeah, so I just created it, so I just sent it over, so it should be there. It should be coming in right now. Give it a little bit. It just created the actual event. Should come in your inbox as well. Okay. All right, there. And then for the card, you said that it has both on there, your first and last name with the company name, but I know that you mentioned that you had Weekend Appliances Pro. Does it say pro or is it just weekend appliance?
I know it says it's just weekend appliance for that.
Okay, perfect. And the billing address for your card itself, is it still registered at the 35927 for now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay. And that zip code is 93636, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your hours of operation, let me see here. Just want to make sure you're still... Are you still open from 9 to 5? It says on Tuesday you're open from 7 to 7. Is that correct?
Oh, that may be a typo.
Okay. What do you want your operation hours to be so we can fix it here for you?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, 9 to 5 is good enough.
Do you want Monday through Friday weekends off, or do you want Monday through Sunday working all day?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, okay. And then Saturdays and Sundays are off, correct?
Yeah, I'll take care of the weekends myself.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You can schedule in the weekends for Monday through Fridays when they call you. How about that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's typically for overflows and extra and stuff I didn't get done during the week.
Okay, perfect. I like that. Because as of right now, it has Saturdays and Sundays, you're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I just want to make sure that you're not, you know, overflowing yourself right there and you're like, hey, I got overflows. Why am I being seen for open on those days? So, okay, perfect. And then, so I'm ready for the card whenever you are. I just want to make sure I have your name spelled correctly. I do have Stephen, which is S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and then your last name is C-H-E-S-L-I-K. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial or no? For the card itself?
So.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. And then for the card, are you using a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
I believe it's Discover.
Okay.
I could find it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said Discover?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself. And just to verify too, you should have received in the inbox my Google Calendar link as well. I don't know if you were able to check that because it did send through.
Okay, one second.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there.
Your 10-mile radius, is that going into Fresno? Oh, yeah, it is, for sure. You're just right, maybe on the outskirts of Fresno, right?
Perfect.
Okay. Awesome. Do you go up to Modesto as well, or no?
No, I don't.
Okay, you kind of just stay right there in that area. Yeah, it's kind of hard, especially with California. I mean, we're down here. We're down south from you, so we're actually located in Orange County, California, down here by Disneyland.
Okay, cool.
Man, like the gas prices, it makes it very hard for small businesses to travel, especially if you're doing repairs. So we're going to make sure that you're just in your mile. Yeah, we want to make sure it's profitable and you're not wasting most of your money on just gas alone. So we're definitely going to keep you in your little 10-mile radius, 15 at max. But if you want to stay in 10, that's totally fine. We can work from there and then always work out at that point too, okay? Okay, perfect. All right, let's see here. Okay. And then just like all the appliances that you have here on your Yelp listing, I'm just going to take that. Do you want to add any more than what's on here, or do you – that's all good?
Yeah, what's there is fine.
Okay, I'm going to put that there for my tech team.
Okay, I'm just now getting to the courthouse.
Oh, okay.
Would you be able to call me back in like an hour? I'm about to be late for a court appointment for my divorce hearing.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that we're pretty much done. The only thing is once I do secure your listing, everything shoots over to you, and then you're pretty much secured at that point. I have everything set up for you. The longer call will be tomorrow at 11 for my tech team to contact you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the only thing that, like, I'm really waiting on is just the card number itself. I'm going to go ahead and secure your listing here, send everything over to you in writing. You'll have it there. And then my tech team, I'll start working on your account now. And then my tech team will contact you tomorrow, like, at 11, like we said, where it's already scheduled. And then from there, they're going to start working on your programming and the business for the Facebook page and everything like that. Hello, Doug? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I thought I had lost you. It would just, like, blank.
So the speaker disconnected.
Oh, gotcha. So are you ready for the card number itself so I can send everything over to you with the welcome packages and everything like that to your email there?
No, I'm not even sure where my wallet is right now. I kind of just threw everything in the truck as I was driving. You got me right as I was driving off.
I got you at the perfect time, huh? Is what they say. Okay. Are you almost stopped or kind of had?
I'm looking for parking.
Oh, you're looking for parking. Gotcha. Yeah, I know those. I definitely feel for you on this. My dad's been through 3 marriages on his 4th one, so it's not fun, I will say.
No, it's not.
Okay. My tech team already accepted tomorrow, just so you know. They've already accepted the time and date for tomorrow at 11 for you, so they will be reaching out to you at that point. Okay, just for your information there. They just sent me a message, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Perfect. So we have that set up for you. Okay, let me see here. If I go over to, and then I know it's just you on the account itself, but I just want to ask, do you have anybody else that you would want to put on the account on behalf of yourself that might call or want to schedule or do something with the account, or do you just want to have your name on here?
It would be nice to have somebody to do that, but no, it'll just be me.
Okay. If when you get to that point, you could always let us know. We could always add somebody on for you if you have like a secretary or anything like that for it. And then for the payments for your customers, how do you usually take payment? Is it just with cash and check, or do you do card as well?
I have a card processing system too.
Okay, so you do cash, check, and cards.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. There you go, 10-mile radius. How do you prefer to be contacted for us? Do you prefer us to call you, text you, email you, or it doesn't matter?
Call or text. I probably won't ever see the email.
Yeah. I know, I have like thousands of emails in my inbox where I'm just like, okay. So call and text. Awesome. Call and text. Make sure. Okay. And then you are licensed and insured for your company, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It looks like you just accepted the invite as well for the email, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. You have a Google Business verification, which is good. Okay, and I have the service offers, preferred phone number. Just got to ask, Doug, for customers to reach out to you, do you only just do English, or are you bilingual, or?
Well, I have this translating device.
Okay.
I don't think it's over the phone.
True.
So I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Okay. I'll put English here for you. And then once, you know, if they refer you, then you can do stuff like that too as well. Okay.
One day I'd like to do both, but not yet.
Yeah. Start small. Get you some jobs there too. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So I have all that stuff there set and ready to go for you tomorrow. I'm going to send all that over to my tech team here as well so they can start working on it. When they do call you, what they're going to do is they're just going to verify, but they're also too going to let you know like, hey, these are the most popular word searches in your areas. This is what we're going to list you for. You get up to 15 to 20 key phrases with us. So appliance companies near me, stuff like that. So if you have any recommendations, you can let them know at that point if you would like. But they're going to be able to have the metrics for you as well. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. So everything is pretty much set up for you. The only thing is just securing that listing part whenever you're stopped. And then also too, I mean, it's going to send it to you anyways for the email itself of like everything in writing. What I'm just going to do though is I'm going to send you two. I'm going to send you one from me, and then I'm also going to send you, as soon as the listing's secured, it's going to send you one from our company, Local Splash. I'm just going to send you one, so you just have two. And then all my information is going to be at the bottom of that one. So it's literally going to have in there my email address. It's also going to have my direct line with my extension on there too. So you always have that. If you do need to get a hold of me, you could absolutely reach out to me as well. You will have an account operator. It's going to be your account manager that you'll be able to call in and talk to. But if for some reason they don't answer, which they pretty are strict on answering consistently, but they do get busy often, you could always reach out to me if you need anything changed, if you need any help, if you want to add, take off, something like that. Don't be afraid to reach out to me. I can definitely help you out and get you on the phone with the right person too, that they can call you back pretty quickly too. All right?
Okay.
Okay. So the email should be sent in there. It does have the pricing structure on there as well as the full breakdown. Like I said, you're going to get the full breakdown anyways with the invoice once the listing is secured there. So you will get two, but I just want to make sure you have at least one with my information on there so you can get a hold of me if you ever did need to. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So how are we on time right now?
Really bad.
My dad always said, if you're going to be late, don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, time is not on my side right now.
Yeah, time is not your friend. Gotcha. Yeah, like I said, the only thing that I need, I have everything, literally everything set up, ready to go for you. Once the secured payment goes through, go ahead.
And I don't even know where my wallet is either. I'm trying to look for it while I'm trying to park. I'm not even 100%. I'm not even 100% sure I brought it with me. I was in such a hurry out the door.
Oh man, I hope you have it, because going to a courthouse, I think you need your ID. No.
Oh, they make you empty your pocket.
Yeah. I went there yesterday to the courthouse, so.
Seems like the smaller the town, the more uptight they get.
Right? You got metal detectors everywhere nowadays. They want to be sure.
Yeah. They've never even seen a real crime before in their lives, and they're like, oh my god, you gotta be super duper jerk.
100%. I agree. But typically what's going to happen is the locals there are going to protect if anything were to happen, to be honest.
These G.O. Joe cops around here, man, I swear. They've never seen anything but domestic violence, but like domestic violence cases.
Uh-huh.
And they're G.I. Joe is the word for it.
Oh, I know.
I'd love to have these guys to a big city.
Yeah, I'm from L.A., so there's a ton of crime that happens over there and stuff. But even so, there's guys that, like, have never really seen actual crime happen. And, you know, they're cops. And I'm like, all right, buddy, I was going 5 miles over. It's not that serious.
You can tell who the new guys are.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even new. Like I got pulled over by some guys my age the other day, and they were actually pretty damn cool.
Nice.
So
yeah,
I don't know what happened with that generation.
Yeah, it just depends on who what kind of attitude they're in. I got a cousin that's in law enforcement, and he's pretty chill dude. He's like, even on the job, it's just like, you know, there's no reason to escalate things, so.
Yeah, that's, we'll find them only escalating things here in small towns. Don't
ever
pull over for any reason in small town, you won't leave.
That's hilarious. I've been through Fresno before. Fresno's pretty small, yeah.
Well, it's the biggest, it's the only thing we can call a city in this area.
Yeah, that's it. Don't blink or you'll miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's about two blinks. Two good blinks and then that's it.
Two good blinks, gotcha, yeah. My family's born in small towns. They're from the Midwest, so they're actually from Nebraska. It's a small town called North Platte, where, my gosh, you have to take an airplane to get there. You can only have, like, a two-seater airplane where there's one seat on each side because it's so small there. So that's where my family comes from. So I understand small towns.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes, if in that case you would.
Yep. So, cool. All right. Looks like. Okay. All right. Also, too, I'm going to put Doug here because you don't go by Steven, you go by Doug. We're going to do the tracking system for you too. Perfect. Okay. All right, perfect. That's good for you there too. All right. All right. Were you able to find your wallet or no?
No, I'm still having trouble finding it.
Okay. Are you parked at least?
Yeah, I'm parked at least.
Okay, that's good. All right, well, let me know here. Okay. We got some more.
I may not have.
Okay.
I may have left without it.
Okay, so you don't have it with you?
No, I don't. I guess that would explain why I have a lot of cash, too, and no wallet.
Okay. Well, I know you're on a crunch time as well, so you don't have your wallet. Everything here is set up. Yeah, everything here is set up for you. Do you want me to give you a call later on when you're back home and we can secure the listing for you? I mean, I have it all secured so far, so I'll be able to just give you a call and then send everything over to you with the invoice. What's a good time for you later on today?
I'd say give me about an hour and a half.
Okay. I'm going to run to lunch here, and then when I come back, I'll go ahead and give you a call, and then we can go from that point, okay?
Okay, great. Fantastic.
All right. I'm going to finish this up, and then I'll give you a call here in about an hour and a half, and then we'll go from there, Doug, all right?
Yep. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.